Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch. And the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for The Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, here we go on a packed Monday morning. It's The Herd, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1, 1 hour from now, where Colin was right, where Colin was wrong, plenty of both. I got Jimmy Johnson on the show today, Ron Rivera, coach of the Washington football team that not only toppled but hammered Tom Brady. Joy Taylor is joining me. Well, I'm at a point now where I go into weekends, I swear, just take underdogs. About 8 of them, take underdogs, road dogs. My Lions almost pulled it off in the ugliest game of the year.
We had two really, really interesting examples of football to like explain to the aliens. Like if you watch this Ravens-Dolphins game or the Steelers-Lions game, don't judge the whole sport by these
the aliens would go, you people
this
like
this is how
this
you
stuff?
Spend your Sundays? they were interesting. Although I think the Dolphins definitely at least got away with the W, so they're happy with that.
Yeah, so let's talk about the first half of the NFL season in the AFC. It was like the parents, the grown-ups left for the first half, and the kids took over the house. There was white claws everywhere. Like the Bengals rolled Baltimore in Baltimore, and the Raiders had an interim coach, and they were winning, and the Chargers were winning close games, and the Cleveland Browns looked smart and efficient and were really good on both sides of the ball, and the parents were out of town, and the grown-ups just showed up. Oh, the SUV pulled in. The parents are here, and they brought some friends with them. Bill Belichick, Andy Reid, Mike Vrabel, and Sean McDermott. You know, playoff coaches, they're back. Hide the white claws. The grown-ups are back. Andy Reid's got his offense with him. Belichick's got his defense with him. Vrabel's got his smarts and presence with him. And McDermott's got Josh Allen with him. The grown-ups are back. Let's start with New England. Baker Mayfield now has a third injury. He's never been a big athlete, small for the position. His coaching staff does not trust him, only 21 attempts. That's obvious. And unless everything is perfect, if he's missing a running back or a right tackle, can we stop the debate if Baker Mayfield's an elite quarterback? The answer is no. Next question, please. This was a moment. I said this 2 months ago. Baker's going to be judged on these games against Mac Jones and Justin Herbert. So far against those two, he's 0-2. He's got a great O-line, the coach of the year, top three roster, excellent pass rush, and Baker right now is 500 for the year. He's 27-27 in his career, and his passer rating is below Teddy Bridgewater this season. There you go. That's what Baker Mayfield is. Teddy Bridgewater. My bad. A little lower. Case Keenum came in yesterday, had more passing yards than Baker. Can we stop now? Can we stop debating it? I won the argument. They may still make the playoffs. The roster's fantastic, but stop blaming OBJ. You can't blame the coach. That's what they always do in Cleveland. It's always the coach's fault. He won Coach of the Year last year. In a passing league, in a quarterback league, when you don't quite have it right, like Kansas City, you need your quarterback to step up and make it right. And Baker's not talented enough to do that. New England, meanwhile, here they are again. They look like New England with Brady 3 years ago. Maybe not a Super Bowl team. I'm not sure I'd count them out yet. Mac Jones has been terrific. They hit on most of their draft picks. Christian Barrymore from Alabama on the front is excellent. Mac Jones from Alabama. Ramondre Stevenson, the running back from Oklahoma, is outstanding. So much like the Steelers did with their offensive picks, it looks like New England hit on their picks. They're infused with a little youth. The defense is back. The coaching is brilliant. No freebies when time of possession and derail average quarterbacks, which is now what Baker Mayfield is. Now let's talk. Belichick and the SUV pulled into the driveway and Andy Reid got out back. Let's talk about the Kansas City Chiefs. They were a little loose. Things weren't firing. And so what happens? Well, Andy Reid's real smart. Patrick Mahomes real smart. Steve Spagnuolo, the defensive coordinator, is real smart. And smart people eventually figure crap out. And this offense for Kansas City, that just we kept saying, they're winning. They're beating the teams they should. Giants, Eagles, Washington football team. But it's not pretty. But we said, they're winning. You got to give them credit for that. We said that Friday. They're winning games. And they'll get it right because Andy Reid's smart and he always eventually gets it right. And last night against the Raiders, they got it right. And it was real clever. They were clever without being too cute. They went and threw the ball to running backs more. Let's get the stuff. Let's get our guys in space. It was tight ends. It was running backs. Let's not go crazy. We got plenty of talent here. Let's get them the ball. In fact, Darrell Williams was their leading receiver in terms of catches. And that's what they did. You could see it very early. Let's simplify the offense. Let's get the ball to tight ends and running backs and Travis Kelce. Let's not be as home run driven. Let's not be as cute. Let's be smart. And a smart DC and a smart head coach and a smart quarterback took a deep breath. We're patient and the Chiefs are back. Listen, it was a really adorable first half in the AFC. The Chargers were winning close games, the Bengals and the Browns and the Raiders. But the grown-ups are back. Patrick Mahomes after last night's impressive win.
Michelle came up to me and showed me this video with this kid, and he was saying, "I got my swagger back." And so that was something that was kind of my like motto this week. And I think the whole team kind of got that swag back, and we're going to try to keep that thing rolling. That was like the mojo, the video of the week.
Yes, it was. So Kansas City's right. The world's right in the middle of the country. Belichick's defense is back. Once again, Tennessee inartistically wins another game. They've won six straight. Vrabel's 37-21 as a head coach, and Sean McDermott, to me, as good as any young coach in football, not named Sean McVay, Sean McDermott and Josh Allen look like they're fine. AFC, order has been restored in the AFC. All right, let's talk Seahawks and the Packers. By the way, it was weird. In the morning, it looked like a blizzard. By the night, it was beautiful. I don't know how they do it there. They're used to cleaning snow up because it looked fantastic. So both quarterbacks, Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson, were rusty. Aaron had COVID. We've seen multiple players get COVID. They're not the same for a week or two. Russell Wilson been out. So they weren't good. They weren't great. So what did you see
when the quarterbacks weren't great. Well, from Green Bay, you saw a really well-run organization that does multiple things well and can win when their star quarterback isn't great. Remember I said before the season, Green Bay's offensive line, this would be the worst? Oh, okay, we're 8 games into the season. They're back to being very good. That's what Green Bay does. Patriots and Packers rebuild offensive lines. They've got depth at tight end. Lost their best tight end. Oh, they got a bunch of them. A running back, Aaron Jones, is hurt. Oh, A.J. Dillon's good. Defense, this is the best Packer defense since the Super Bowl year, to me. And they still don't have Jair Alexander, their best corner. Maybe the game's best corner. Green Bay, when Aaron Rodgers is not great, can be physical now. They can win with defense. They can run the football. They can play power football. They can still be pretty, Devontae and Aaron. But when the quarterback wasn't right, Green Bay, and this is why I've said about Aaron Rodgers, be careful about leaving. They draft well. They develop really well. Aaron's not good. Packers still win. Russell Wilson wasn't good either. And what did you see? A mess. A 70-year-old head coach that has the 31st ranked defense. And he's a defensive head coach. Seattle is just increasingly getting worse every year and more desperate. The play calling is predictable. None of their 3 draft picks have any impact. They have a safety in Jamal Adams who's a terror against the run but can't cover in space. It's a poorly kept secret that Russell Wilson's frustrated. DK Metcalf, who's talented, is unhinged. What a shock. As Greg Olson told us, former Seahawk on this show, Pete runs a loose ship. Players get unhinged. They get noisy. This is what they are. They're not good at anything beyond Russell Wilson. So when Russell struggles, what do they go to? And by the way, we've seen Mahomes struggle. Josh Allen struggle. Aaron Rodgers struggle. Folks, everybody struggles. Everybody. Brady yesterday struggled off a bye. So when your quarterback's not right, for whatever reason, he's sick, it's COVID, he's injured, he's off, it's a pass rush, what else could you got? What's your second pitch? The Seahawks don't have one. They feel outdated on both sides of the football. I've been saying this for years. I'm not a backseat driver on this. I'm sitting in the front seat, been saying it for 2 years. What do they do when Russell's not good? Nothing. So last night's an example is when the quarterback's not on, can you still win? Green Bay does a bunch of stuff right, and they're not even healthy on the defensive side. Seattle, with a defensive head coach, 31st in total defense. It gets worse every year. Go look at their last 6 drafts. Whiffs all over the place. Last 4 drafts, they've hit on 2 players. DK Metcalf, unhinged last night, and a punter. Just telling you, this is what we've been on now for years. You got to be able to win when your great quarterback isn't great on Sunday. Green Bay, no problem. Seattle can't score. There you go. And it's getting worse and more desperate in the drafting. Cowboys look fantastic. Colin right, Colin wrong. Jimmy Johnson stops by as well. And I am not somebody... I'm not a fire a coach guy. I never have been. All you guys wanted Brian Kelly fired 5 years ago at Notre Dame. I'm like, are you out of your minds? That's a hard place to coach in 2020. Y'all wanted Jim Harbaugh fired, right? Y'all want Jim Harbaugh fired. If he wins one more game this year, it'll be his 4th 10-win season. Y'all want Sark fired. Everybody wants every coach fired. Now Dan Mullen in Florida you want fired. He's won 2 out of 3 games in the SEC. What are you doing? I'm not a fire a coach guy. That's not my thing. I never have been. But Pete 70, it's getting worse. The trend is down. Russell's not into him. And Russell, it's a poorly kept secret, is going to leave if things don't change. He wants an offensive, progressive coach. That was ugly last night. All right, we got a lot of stuff today. Jimmy Johnson this hour. Trent Dilfer next hour. There are no normal Sundays in the NFL. There's no normal Saturdays either, by the way, which is why we love this sport.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet 5, that's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Wolf and Shepherd, my favorite shoe brand. Not kidding, wearing them today. Designed for comfort and performance. Business shoe with an athletic sole. Wolfandshepherd.com. Jimmy Johnson, the Hall of Famer around the corner. So what I'm about to say, I have not said many times in the last decade to 15 years doing this. I've been doing this for about 20 years, but I do feel like the Dallas Cowboys are capable of winning the Super Bowl. And I watched them yesterday, and I had said last week, just bury the tape on the Broncos. That's not who they are. We've watched them for 7-8 weeks. We know what they are. It's a bad Sunday. Like this, it's the new normal in the NFL. Something weird, or three or four things weird, happen every weekend. Dallas has a couple of things going for it. Let's start with number one. They have multiple playmakers. You can't ask your coaches to coach perfect every weekend, and can't ask your team to play perfect. It's hard. You have injuries. You need playmakers sometimes, just get you W's. Dak and Randy Gregory and Micah Parsons and Trayvon Diggs and CeeDee Lamb and Amari Cooper and Zeke. This team has 7 or 8 special players. Maybe the coaching's off. Maybe you've got injuries. Maybe Dak's off a little. The schedule's tough. You get a bad officiating break. You just can't ask your coaches and your team to be perfect every Sunday. Sometimes you just need playmakers. And Dallas has about 7 guys who I think are special, and they're sprinkled all over the football team. Linebacker, corner, pass rusher, wide receiver, quarterback, running back. Number two is, I think the Cowboys are built for football in 2021. A, they're great at skill positions. Some Sundays, you get into a track meet. Okay? You just got to be able to score, and they can. Secondly, they have good pass rushers. We haven't even seen DeMarcus Lawrence return this year. And sometimes you're facing, you know, you're facing a Matt Stafford and Sean McVay, or you're facing an Aaron Rodgers. You just need a pass rush to even things out. So they can throw it, and they can get after your quarterback. The other thing is, sometimes you need breaks to get to a Super Bowl. Listen, there's luck involved in everything, right? They've gotten some breaks this year. San Francisco and Seattle are a little bit of a mess. Brady and Tampa are lost offensively. Kyler Murray is banged up again, second year in a row. And the Rams have lost Cam Akers and now Robert Woods for the year. And they cross their fingers on OBJ, learning the system quickly and staying healthy. I also think it's key for Dallas is that they're balanced. And this is important because if you lead, if you're too pass-centric and you get a, if you get a lead and you want to kill the clock, it can be difficult. It's not difficult. Dallas has Pollard and Zeke. They get a lead. They want to eat 8 minutes. They can go to the ground. They can keep it running. Or Dallas trails late and they got to play catch-up and score fast. They have the requisite wide receiver, tight end, running back talents. So the balance and the playmakers, they've got some breaks. I think they're built for current football. They're fast. They're athletic. I think it jumps off the television. And if you look at their schedule, they are still very much, to me, at 7-2 in the hunt for the number one seed. Look at their schedule going forward. It really plays to the Cowboys. Now, they have at Kansas City next. That's a toughie. But even if you see that as an L, I get the Raiders, I get Trevor Siemian, Taylor Heinicke, Daniel Jones, Taylor Heinicke, home against Arizona, Jalen Hurts. Those are not, we view right now, elite quarterbacks, and you have one. You go in with an elite quarterback, you face a non-elite quarterback, there's usually a reason you're favored. So I think this Dallas team is real. I haven't said this much in 10 years. Dak Prescott talked about the blowout win over Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah, resilient team. A team that's very aware of what we're capable of. And as I said, I don't want to say last week just wasn't us. And everybody in that locker room knows that. And it left a bad taste in our mouth. And I think it's the taste that we needed, as I said, to understand that how tough this game is. But tonight just showed that when we focus in, we take it one play at a time. When our heart and our minds are where our feet are, we're capable of doing some great things.
Yep, good football team. Again, not saying a favorite, but you need some playmakers. You need some breaks. You need some balance. I watched Dallas. It's first time in a long time. I see it. Joy Taylor with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, a lot happened yesterday.
A lot.
One of the things that happened was Cam Newton was on the field for the Panthers.
Well, we thought he would bring energy. He did.
He did. Well, he brought more than that. And he spoke about his emotions he was feeling following the game.
Well, I put it like this. This time last week, I was eating a bowl of cereal. you feel me? So I told Coach Rule it would never happen again, and it wouldn't. That one on me. But yet, I mean, I was eating cereal last week, you know what I mean? So that just puts things into perspective.
I'm back. His first snap of the game led to a 2-yard rushing touchdown for Cam. And then he proceeded to rip his helmet off and yell, "I'm back," and got a penalty for that because you're not allowed to take your helmet off. But regardless, it was a fun moment, and we're showing it here. Ian Rappaport said this morning the Panthers would like to start Cam as soon as he's ready. Adam Schefter said that Matt Rhule will give Cam Newton most of the first team reps in practice this week, which would place him in line to start Sunday against the Washington football team. They host Washington and are currently 3-point favorites, according to Fox Bet.
I think, honestly, I said this. If Sam Darnold didn't turn the ball over, which he didn't in the first month, it's a playoff team. It's a lower-end playoff team. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really believe that. I think Matt Rhule's smart. I think the front seven's excellent. I really like their defensive personnel, most of it young. They can run the football. No star receivers, but good receivers. When Darnold wasn't turning it over, they were winning. If Cam doesn't turn it over, I feel like this personnel, this is a bottom-end playoff team, a 9-8 team. I mean, how many wins do they have now? Five?
Well, they are, this is the rest of their schedule. So they are 5-5 right now.
Yes, that feels like, again, look at, I got a Miami in there. These are winnable games.
They can't split
with Tampa.
They have Washington this week at the Dolphins, then they have a bye. Then the Falcons at the Bills against the Bucks and at the Saints and at the Bucks.
Listen, our thing last week on Cam was, well, it's better than what they have. And if you look at Darnold and Cam, the similarity between the two is they're athletic. Neither we consider great throwers, elegant throwers of the football. But there's a recipe for them to win. Quarterback, get you in the 20s, don't turn the ball over. When Darnold didn't, they won. Cam comes in, just be efficient. This team is not led by the quarterback. It's led by the defense. Like we say with Cleveland, right, they're led by the O-line. Cam can win you games with this roster.
I mean, they put up a lot of points yesterday. Like, they are a very capable team, which is why they brought Cam in, because they don't want to bail on the rest of the season just because they're in the quarterback situation that they're in, which is exactly why I always felt like Cam was going to get a job this year, because we see this all the time. There's always a point about midseason where there's an unfortunate injury or someone has gone off a cliff, and it's a borderline playoff team or someone that feels like they need to continue trending in that direction. They're too good to just say, whatever, let's just give up the rest of the season and try and get a better draft position. Like, that, they're not going to do that. That's not what they're building here. That's not what they are. So it's a perfect situation. We'll see what Cam does for the rest of the season. But it was an exciting moment yesterday, because this is not something any of us thought we were going to see if he did come back. Or it's not going to be with the Panthers or, you know, potentially Washington football team, because that's where Ron Rivera is. And there he is, back with Carolina. Oh, the Patriots are good again. So, hope you enjoyed that couple of months. They beat the Browns 45-7.
I two games this year, my jaw dropped. Denver going to Dallas and destroying the Cowboys, and Cleveland, I think, has a better roster. That game was never competitive. That was like a jaw dropper for me. I never saw that coming.
Yeah, this was a stinker. This is really bad. Following the game, Mac explained why they've been able to string together a series of strong performances after, you know, starting a little shaky.
I think just practice, just doing the little things right. I think here we do a good job every week of preparing for what we want, and it just comes down to practice execution becoming game reality. And when we practice well, we play well, and when we don't practice well, usually we don't play as well. So it's pretty much that simple, and we just have to keep doing that.
He is so Brady at the podium. He doesn't say anything, but the coaches are probably like, perfect.
Yeah, I was thinking, driving in this morning, just, you know, because we're at that point now where we're really starting to evaluate how these rookie quarterbacks are looking in their situations. And look, we felt that Mac went to the best situation.
Oh, yeah.
Because he did go to the best situation.
That's not even arguable.
And you could argue that Trey Lance went to a good situation, too, but he wasn't supposed to be the starter week one. Now, that's going to end up being a discussion at the end of the year as well. But he's doing what's being asked of him.
Yes.
It's not the simplest place to play.
No.
There's plenty of pressure coming in for a rookie quarterback. No one in the Patriots fans don't care that he's a rookie.
And by the way, he is making throws over the last couple weeks I don't think he made in the first couple weeks. Like, he made a throw over the middle yesterday. So again, let's be patient. Is that he's growing into the system. But I do think, not that they're dialing up more stuff, but he has a real relationship now with Hunter Henry. Like, that's developed into a real relationship. And he did. Listen, he got a great coach. He got a great coordinator. He got a capable O-line. And I'll say this, New England defense, Bill does such a good job with the back end. And now Barrymore, the rookie from Alabama, they hit on a lot of draft picks this year.
It's also a strong culture and a good ownership. And it was his team from day one. That's the reason that Cam is in Carolina now. There is some value too. Okay, so it's going to be a little rough start. It's going to be a little bumpy, but we got to ride through it and let him develop. You took him for a reason. Lean into what he does well. Support him in that. Don't ask him to do things that are outside of the scope of what he's capable of right now. And he's doing all that. And none of this is to marginalize him. He's playing great.
He is. Like, yesterday, he was the...
There is no, like, buy this rookie, whatever. Like, they are performing.
Yeah, yesterday was the best quarterback on the field. He made the toughest throws. He was the best quarterback on the field.
And there's... 6-4 now. They're second in the AFCs. This is Groundhog Day. This is what we live in the AFCs. They face Atlanta on Thursday night and are currently 6-point favorites according to Fox Bet, which is going to be a really interesting game because Atlanta is a capable team despite what happened yesterday. So, also, the Bucks lost to the Washington football team yesterday, 29-19.
Off a bye,
and Coach Bruce Arians thinks they need to start looking deeper for the answers.
It's very alarming to watch the energy that we practice with and show up with the lack of execution and energy that it takes to win in this league on Sunday. We got a lot of soul searching to do. Energy and passion is very fixable. You know, the penalties, they got to get corrected sooner or later. I mean, first play of the game, we're shifting and we jump off sides. I mean, they don't even run a play and we jump off sides. That's just the stupidity has to go away if we're going to go anywhere.
You don't often hear coaches use the word stupidity in a press conference, but that just kind of shows the frustration. They've committed 65 penalties for 623 yards this season. That's the third most penalty yards by any team this season. Yeah. They had 11 2 weeks ago against New Orleans in a loss. Brady only completed three passes for more than 20 yards. He was intercepted twice. And the Washington football team, while they had a great defense last year, is ranked 30th in pass defense this year. So they've really been struggling. So this was a very bad game, obviously, for the Bucs, but also had some bad news for Washington football team. We're still waiting to get the MRI result on Chase Young, but they are fearing that he suffered a torn ACL, so we're watching that throughout the day. And the Bucs host the Giants next Monday night. They're currently 11.5-point favorites, according to Fox Bet, but that will be a big game for them.
Yeah. Good stuff, Joy, with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
College football national championship, couple of Super Bowls, one of the great coaches of my life, Fox Sports NFL analyst, the Hall of Famer, too, Jimmy Johnson. We get him about once a month, and we always savor these. So, you know, it's funny. We said last week that this league's hard. Hell, even when you had Aikman. It's hard. You show up on the road, the weather's crappy, you got a right tackle's hurt. But it was funny. I said, you know, the Chiefs were ugly, but they were beating Washington, Philadelphia, the Giants. I mean, you even in your career, my thing is there's value in just getting out of town and getting a win. And then I felt last night, I'm like, okay, now this is the team. Jimmy, talk about, you know Andy Reid well, talk about the course of a season and like even with your great Cowboy teams, you get into these 3 and 4 week stretches where it's just not right.
Well, first of all, Colin, the last couple of years with the Cowboy teams, it was right every week. I mean, we really didn't have that many problems. But as far as the Chiefs, a lot of their problems, came early in that everybody was playing a shell two deep coverage and. Mahomes wanted to take the ball to the top and get the big explosive plays and wasn't really satisfied with the underneath routes and running the football. And what ended up happening is they had a tremendous amount of turnovers, and a lot of those turnovers were on tipped balls.
Yeah.
And so a lot of times with turnovers, if you're not normally a turnover team, it'll even out over the year. And I think as long as they protect the football, they're going to be able to outscore most of the teams that they play. And they've got to be somewhat patient. They can't go for the explosive play down after down.
Yeah, I noticed last night, Jimmy, a lot of throws to the running backs, a lot of throws to the tight ends. It was almost as if they said, guys, we're getting too cute. Let's just – yes. That's what it felt like to me. What did it feel like to you?
Yeah, that's kind of what I used to tell Michael Irvin on the one-handed catches. I said, don't be pretty, be good. And so I said, hey, if you can reach it with one hand, you can reach it with two hands. Be good, don't be pretty.
Right.
They started off the game last night, and Kelce was the number one receiver all underneath routes. And, the Raiders couldn't cover Kelce. Then they go to the running backs. And so they were able to take a lot of the underneath routes. And, that opened up the whole offense for them.
I said when Mac Jones came out, I mean, Joy and I said, he's getting the best place to go. Great coach, great coordinator, good. We knew that. I didn't see him as a dynamic kind of athlete off script, but this was going to be, I thought he would look the best early. But I got to tell you, made some throws yesterday, Jimmy. Since the second half of the Houston game, he really, his feet are, I mean, he looks calm. Are you surprised at all by how good he is this early?
Yeah, you knew the team was going to get better. And, you knew that the defense was going to be solid. Bill brought in some defensive guys that really helped him. And so they've got a solid defense. So he's going to get plenty of opportunities with the defense stopping the opponent. But he did make some outstanding throws. The throw across the middle, he threaded it right between two defenders. I mean, that's a great throw right there.
Yeah.
And for the touchdown. He had a nice touch, throwing the ball not only on the middle, but over here on the corner route. That's a nice touch. That's not an easy pass to complete. But he did it in college. He's doing it for Belichick. And I think the other thing, too, is as this year has gone on, you know, he's calmed down a little bit. You know, he's playing with a lot more confidence. He understands what Belichick wants from him. You know, just protect the football. Don't turn it over. And to make those throws. And the other thing, too, he's getting outstanding protection.
Yeah.
Because he's getting rid of the football so quick.
Yeah.
You know, almost like when Brady was there. You didn't hit Brady because he got rid of the football. Well, that's what's happening with Mac Jones. And Josh McDaniels has done an outstanding job with this rookie quarterback.
You know, it's, I was saying this earlier, you can't ask your coaches to coach perfectly, and you can't ask your team to play perfectly. The one thing Dallas has is they've got some playmakers, and they're sprinkled around to different units. And I look at them, Jimmy, and it's the first time, you know, it feels like the beginning of your Cowboys years where you're like, oh, they need a sack. They got a guy that can get one. Oh, they need a big play over the top. That's what I see through the television. This is an athletic team with playmakers. What do you see?
Yeah, they've got some great players. I think if you look at the starting lineup on offense and defense, they're as talented, if not more talented, than anybody in the league. Sometimes they get in trouble when they have some injuries, you know, because you know the bottom half of the roster may not be as talented as some other teams. But as far as the star players, the playmakers, as you say, they've got some great players in the starting lineup on both sides of the ball. And they're not just good players. When I looked at players coming out in the draft, I wanted individuals that, you know, I called them playmakers. It might be an offensive guard that always makes the key block.
Yeah.
You know, it might be an undersized defensive end that's only 245 pounds and everybody calls him a tweener, but he has the strip sacks, he has the touchdowns, he has the interceptions, ends up being MVP, defensive MVP of the league, and a Hall of Famer. You know, I wanted playmakers, guys that made play. I was looking at defensive backs one year, and they had one defensive back. Everybody said, hey, he is the top defensive back in the league. But, you know, people didn't throw against him, and so he didn't have a whole lot of interceptions, didn't have a lot of pass breakups. Well, instead, I took Kevin Smith, set a record for interceptions at Texas A&M. He also returned punts. You know, he was a playmaker. Ended up being a great player for us with the Cowboys. I wanted guys that touched the football that made things happen.
Yeah. I was a little surprised by kind of the apathy of the Buccaneers off a bye. And, you know, I mean, like everybody in Tampa this year got paid. They got a ring. You know, I mean, it does feel like they're just not. The urgency isn't there. That's what I see off a bye.
Well, I don't know about urgency. They had a bunch of injuries with their defensive backfield. And, you know, they like to play man coverage. So that's a problem, playing man coverage when you have a bunch of hurt defensive backs. The other thing is, you know, they didn't have, you know, somebody to take the top off the defense as far as Antonio Brown. They didn't have Tom Brady's favorite receiver, Gronkowski. So you take away two of his best receivers, the leading receiver with Antonio Brown and with Gronk, you take those two away, the big surprise Washington was able to set on all those underneath routes. They surprised me because they've been so poor defensively in the secondary that people have, you know, they couldn't stop anybody on third down. Well, they changed that yesterday. They played well on third down against the Buccaneers. And so I think the big thing with Tampa right now is the injuries have caught up with them. Now, if they get some of those players back, you know, I think they're still going to be a force in the playoffs.
Finally, OBJ to the Rams, Robert Woods out. OBJ's had about three practices. And I will say this about OBJ. Rams do a lot of 11 personnel. You can probably do some more things with OBJ, be a little creative with him. Do you think he has an impact with this offense?
Yeah, I think OBJ will be a contributor. I think mainly because of Sean McVay. He is such a good football coach at utilizing his talent. The problem was Robert Woods did so many things for him, blocking, crossing routes. He was the slot receiver. Well, OBJ's not the slot receiver. That doesn't mean that he can't play in the slot, but it's going to be something different for him. I don't know that McVay's going to use him there. You know, he's an outside receiver. I think McVay will use him. I think he will have some big plays. But losing Robert Woods was more major than what people may think. It's not just a matter of OBJ replacing Robert Woods. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. By the way, you bring up a great point. Robert Woods was a great blocking receiver.
Oh, he did everything. The tough catches, the blocking, sweeps, on and on. I mean, Robert Woods was a great player for him. And losing him is going to hurt.
Jimmy, it's great seeing you go out and go fishing today. You're on your own now. For the rest
all
of the
right, day. Colin. Good talking with you.
All right. The Hall of Famer, Jimmy Johnson, on a Monday.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years, and not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots made by hand, time-honored tradition with timeless styles, always on trend. They have first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. If you can't make it to a store, visit Tecovas.com, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Great to have you in on a Monday. So I was watching. It was the games you didn't think would be great were great. And the Packers-Seahawks was a snooze. And Aaron Rodgers didn't play particularly well. Russell Wilson did not either. But Aaron really does. One of the things I always try to think about, it doesn't really matter what I think. Ultimately, what does your locker room think? I understand my place in the media. I have opinions, I observe, and I, you know, there are people I like, people I don't, but I have no real influence. Obviously, the players, you know, players like Cam, So Cam works. I think he's a marginal quarterback, but players like him. He gives teams energy. He did yesterday. And so Aaron Rodgers may not be loved by the media, but he totally has Green Bay under his thumb. You can't replace Aaron Rodgers with Jordan Love. You can't. The gap is just too big. I mean, honestly, if Baker left and Case took it for a year, you'd be okay. Baker's better, but you could be okay. You can't replace Aaron with Jordan Love. And Green Bay is terrified to be irrelevant like they were in the 80s. It's all they have. They are terrified to be irrelevant. And what trade package could you really get for Aaron right now that would seem reasonable? The league is now more quarterback dependent than ever. It is not a market that gets free agents. So you better have a great quarterback because you're not going to go out and get a great wide receiver or running back in free agency. That's not what Green Bay is. You got to be great at quarterback in Green Bay, and you got to draft him and develop him like Favre and Aaron Rodgers. And also, Green Bay doesn't need a lot of draft picks because they don't have any holes except quarterback if they got rid of Aaron Rodgers. It's a really well-built team. They're not bad anywhere. It's not like Seattle right now. They got multiple holes. Green Bay doesn't really have any. They'd have one. Aaron left town. And the other thing I thought about yesterday, and this matters, Aaron's a sensitive guy. That's okay. Aaron's somebody that doesn't like a lot of the smoke. The stories are well documented now. He didn't like getting beat up by the media. So Aaron's brand, and maybe to some of his teammates, but to people in Green Bay, he's a California guy, he's a Hollywood guy, he's a little bit of a diva guy. What could Aaron Rodgers do that would heal that wound, that he wouldn't look like a diva, a cavalier, independent, kind of narcissistic guy? What is the one move Aaron Rodgers could make? And everybody would be like, that feel good in your heart. Re-sign with Green Bay, end his career as a Packer. Favre didn't. Favre went out to your rival. Favre went to the Vikings. Favre went to the big city, New York. Aaron goes, all right, this is starting to look like Favre at the end. I'm making some enemies here. The organization doesn't love me. Rip up the contract. Who cares if Jordan Love stays or goes? It doesn't matter. And just stay. And Green Bay is terrified to be irrelevant. Terrified. You know, a lot of big city teams, they take big swings. That's not Green Bay's DNA. They're the post office, man. Just get us the mail. We don't want to take big risks here. And they can't go get superstar players in free agency like LA can get or other teams. That's a huge disadvantage. So you got to be great at quarterback. And I think if I was the front office of Green Bay, I said this last week, I would just go to Aaron and say, what do you want? Let's move the money around. Let's play with it. We'll give her every penny. We'll give you two extra years. We'll give you two extra years. I'm going to tell you, folks, Kobe scored 60 in his last game. When players get older, they may not give you their greatest performance as regularly, but Aaron's still great, and the organization's great. And whereas New England and Brady, like, they achieved so much together. Like, you got the divorce. Like, it kind of topped out. You're like, okay, what are you going to win? Even winning another Super Bowl, it wasn't going to do anything for Brady. It wasn't going to do anything for Belichick. Boy, a second Super Bowl for the Packers and Aaron, that feels big to me. That feels huge to me. I think they're better together. I'd rip it up. I'd say, Aaron, listen, we're small town, you're big city, we're not perfect, but you know what? It works. I've never even seen Dolly Parton's husband. I have no idea what he looks like. They've been together 30 years. It's a weird fit, but it works. We can say what we want about this whole Aaron Rodgers thing. They get a lot of NFC championships. He didn't even play well yesterday, and I'm like, Green Bay is so well built. I thought their offensive line was going to stink this year. We're 8-9 games in. I'm like, no, it's good again. I don't see any point in this. I can see the Russell-Pete breakup if Pete stays. I get that. But you got Matt LaFleur. You got Aaron. You got the young offensive coach. I mean, it really is good together. What are we doing here? What are we doing here? Just rip the contract up. Give Aaron what he wants. Give him more years. He's a little high maintenance. So what? Superstar quarterbacks get high maintenance. Good old boy Favre got high maintenance. Colin right, Colin wrong next.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.